Blog Talk Radio.
To the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We truly are happy to have each and every one of you all. We'd like to take a moment and just thank all of those that participated on yesterday for Thankful Thursday. And I really enjoyed listening to it. I went back and listened, and I thought it was awesome. We'll ask Pastor Bill, and she'll give us a word of prayer, and we'll get back into the lesson. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone. And thank you, Pastor, for those encouraging words. And also thank you for that selection, because we want the Lord to know we'll love him forever and ever and ever. No matter what we're going through, it's not going to change our love for the Lord. Amen. And the scripture I'd like to share is coming from 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 14, reading from the King James. It says, "But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned." Amen. Heavenly Father, as we come before you today, we want to give you thanks, Father God. We're thanking you for all things, Father God, for your word tells us this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. Lord, we ask that you will bless each and every one that is on this call, those that are listening by internet. We ask that you would continue, Lord, to be with us all. Lord, we're just thanking you for this day, thanking you for everything, Father God. We're thanking you for our new president, and we're praying for him, Father God, and praying for all those that are with him, Father God, in leadership, Father God. Ask that you, that they will be led by the Spirit of God. Lord, we give you praise today. We're also praying for our past president, Father God, that you would just give him a heart of understanding and love, Father God, for all of God's people, Father God. Lord, we just give you praise. Lord, we ask that you will continue to bless those that are sick and shut in, Father God. We know, Father God, in your word you say, by your stripes we are healed. And we ask that you will be with those that are going through. Your word also tells us that you will keep thee in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. And be with the bereaved families, Father God. May they come to you. May they have a closer walk with you, a better understanding of your love for them. Lord, we thank you for all things. We ask that you continue to bless our pastor. Continue to use him mightily. Bless the listeners and all those that are participating, Father God. We cannot do anything without you. And Holy Spirit, you are welcome to take control of our lives and lead and guide us as your word tells us. We thank you, Father, for all things in Christ Jesus' name. We do pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes. Thank you so much, Pastor, for that beautiful prayer. Well, we'll finish up something. Yesterday, you all left off over there at 1 John. I think it was 4:4. And the reason greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world. We didn't get a chance to really get into it from, Daniel Sharon didn't have an opportunity to share it from the King James Version. So we're going to have her to read that. And we're just going to have Pastor to do it from the King James, the Messenger Bible as well. So I just want to finish up where we were at yesterday, and then I can go back to where we were Wednesday. So, if you will, Evangelist Aaron, can you read 1 John 4:4?
Yeah. In the King James, it reads as follows: "We are of God, the little children, and had overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And from the Message Bible, "My dear children, you come from God and belong to God. You have already won a big victory over those false teachers, but the Spirit in you is far stronger than anything in the world." Amen.
Now you see why it's so important to be led by the Holy Ghost. Because when you got the Holy Ghost, then you're greater than these other spirits.
Amen.
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 You, you, Y'all ain't heard it yet. You're going to hear it in a minute. See, remember he started off by saying, beloved, be not, but believe not every spirit. Remember that? But try the spirit by the spirit, see if it be of God or not, because there's so many false prophets out, so many false preachers, so many false teachers, so many false spirits out, that we have to be careful to what spirit that's in us.
Amen.
So he said, how be know ye that the spirit of God, that's what you know is in you, because you're being guided and directed by the Holy Ghost, not any kind of spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Can't believe every spirit. Because every spirit is not the spirit of God.
Amen. Say that, Pastor.
Let me take you there. See, there's some spirits out here teaching you that God wants you to get rich on earth. Remember, we left off, it wasn't about getting rich on earth. It wasn't even about this country. Remember Hebrews? What y'all went over it yesterday. What was that scripture y'all went over yesterday, Pastor? Was that in Hebrews? I think we had that Wednesday.
Yes. Hebrews 11.
11.
10 through 16.
Okay, Hebrews 11, 10 through 16. Remember, they was looking for a country that the builder was God? They wasn't trying to find no... They weren't trying to find no earthly house.
That's right.
They weren't trying to get rich. They weren't trying to name it and claim it. They weren't following any spirit.
That's right.
By faith, these people were called to search for things that was not tangible. They were, their faith was placed in God, brothers and sisters. Why do you think Enoch got translated? Because his faith was in God. It was nothing, that you could touch or feel. And when you get down there, I think it was, she said between 10 and what, Pastor?
16. 10 and 16.
Yeah, they look for 16. A city.
Mm-hmm.
And the foundation whose builder and maker is God. So preachers should be teaching you that. That's eternal life. Hello, somebody. Preach. I'm trying to
say that.
I want you to see that.
Yeah, hallelujah.
See, where's your faith standing at? Is something man trying to teach you to have today? Are you concerned about your eternal life?
Our eternal life. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, all of these people operated in faith, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
These people kept their eyes on God, brothers and sisters. Please hear that, dear heart.
Mm-hmm.
It talks about all of these different people walking by faith. It's Sarah. It was by faith. But here's the key. Here's what they all had in common. If you get a hold of this, they looked for a city which had foundation, whose builder and maker was God. That's what they were looking for.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
They were looking for that permanent foundation. Listen, brothers, if you don't believe Abraham and Isaac and Jacob is in heaven, read your Bible. And I can show it to you. I like for you to go find it, but I'm just telling you where it's at.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Abraham is alive. He said God is the God of Abraham, the living, not the dead. They found a city, a permanent city. Abraham trusts God.
Amen.
I'm asking you, please, brothers and sisters, make sure you be led by the right spirit, which is the Holy Ghost. So when you read John 4:1-4, read it right. When he says you are God's children, well, that means you're in God's spirit. You're not following on any spirit. How you know you're God's children? Because you overcome them. So a lot of people say, oh, brother, is he that's in you? And he just said, well, but they forget they haven't become an overcomer. What have you overcome yet? Preach, preacher. What have you overcome? Sex addiction?
Yeah.
Smoking? Lust?
Mm-hmm.
The world, what the world have to offer? You got to, these spirits are out here. They want you to be lusting after the things of the world. Have you overcome that yet? If you're not, you don't have the Holy Ghost. See, the Holy Ghost have overcome this world. So that's the spirit needs to be in you. So that's what we've been trying to identify with here. They're like the spirit of Christ that's in you. This is how it has to be expressed. Like for instance, read Romans 8 and 9. I hope I'm making my case. Yeah. What you looking for? What you looking for? Ask yourself that. Are you looking for God's city? Or are you over here looking for a house? Are you over here looking for a car? Yeah. I mean, where is your focus? In Romans 8,
in verse 9.
I know we didn't read Hebrew, so let me apologize. I'm not apologizing. I'm just simply referenced to what we talked about, because we will talk about it Sunday for sure. Hebrews 11 and 10 to whatever. Was that 14, Pastor?
16, Pastor.
16. Okay, we're going to go back to it. And you all can read this on your leisure, but I'm going to where I need to get to for today's lesson, if I can get there.
All right, Pastor. Amen.
Yes. Okay. Thank you, Evangelist Sharon. Romans 8 and 9.
Yeah, okay. Praise God. It reads as follows in the King James. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit, if so be that the spirit of God will dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Amen.
Amen. In Romans 8 and verse 9 from the Message Bible, but if God himself has taken up residence in your life, you can hardly be thinking more of yourself than of him. Anyone, of course, who has not welcomed this invisible but clearly present God, the Spirit of Christ, won't know what we're talking about. Amen.
See, when you're being led by the Holy Ghost, then greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world.
Amen.
But if you're not being led by the Holy Ghost, the Great One may not be living in you. So he says in Romans 8 and 9, he's saying this. He's saying, if God's Spirit lives in you, then greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. If God's Spirit now have taken up residence in your spirit, you are under the control of the Holy Ghost. You're not natural. You're not living that corrupt life. And I'll just put a pin in there for a moment, because I'm going to tell you, them spirits going to get jealous because Christ living up in you.
Yes, that's right.
The same spirit that raised Christ from the dead, it has quickening your spirit, has your dead spirit to come alive. And the enemy don't like that. He don't like that.
Thank you, Lord.
See, because your body is dead. You're living that dead life. But the spirit that's in you now is the spirit of righteousness. It's a new spirit.
Yes. Yes. Hallelujah.
You're not living after the flesh. You're not
Thank
being
you.
Controlled by the flesh.
Thank you, Lord.
It's God's spirit that's living in you, and that's what's controlling you.
Yeah.
And if you don't
Amen.
Have
Hallelujah.
This spirit, you're not of Christ.
Amen.
And like the pastor read earlier in 1 Corinthians 2, the world ain't going to understand it. Don't try to explain it to them. They won't get
mm-hmm.
it. You're wasting your breath.
Amen.
They won't see it. They won't
mm-hmm.
see it. The enemy evangelist Renee, they won't see it. They won't understand
mm-hmm. it. Yeah, yeah.
They're
say
that.
Say
you
that.
Turn purple, and they won't get it. They won't get it, Pastor.
Mm-hmm.
They won't get
Amen.
It.
Amen.
Oh, there you go with that stuff again. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I know you won't understand it. So, yeah, I go with it. I don't know nothing else. Don't want to know nothing else. Don't want to do anything else.
That's right. That's right. Amen. Amen.
Love it. Got to love him forever. Because, see, I've already started my eternal journey.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
See, you're dealing mm-hmm. with people haven't descended yet.
Yeah,
I was on a plane one time. They said, we're getting ready to make our descent. So they said, buckle up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
These folks ain't
yeah.
buckled up. They ain't
All
died
right.
yet.
All
they
right.
They ain't died
All
yet.
Right. Mm-hmm. Say that. Say that.
See, the body mm-hmm. has to be dead to sin, but the spirit
yeah.
is alive to righteousness.
Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank
I
you.
I didn't say this. The scripture said this. I'm co-signing it because I've experienced
yeah.
it.
Hallelujah.
But if you live after the flesh, you're going to die. You're going to die one way
mm-hmm.
or the other. So you might as well
yeah.
die out of self now and live unto glory. You might as well die
yeah.
out of stuff now and start living unto Christ.
Yes. Amen, amen.
You got to
mm-hmm.
modify the deeds of the body, brothers and sisters, and to live after the Spirit of God. Don't you
yes.
know as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Remember, that's
amen.
One of our foundation scriptures, Romans 8:14.
Yes,
Remember?
Amen. Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody. That's why he uses the word if the spirit
mm-hmm.
of him that raised up Jesus live in you, dwell in you,
yeah.
set up
yeah.
residence
yeah.
in you, occupy your spirit man. If that spirit,
Ooh, yeah.
mm-hmm. it will raise you up as well. Matter of fact, it's the same spirit. It's going to quicken your spirit.
That's right. Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And your spirit will come alive with God's Holy Ghost spirit.
Yes.
Then you'll be able to say truthfully, First John 4:4, greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world, because we are
Hallelujah.
God's children. We are
Hallelujah.
Attached to God's Holy Ghost. We've overcome
yeah.
them.
Yeah.
That's why the great one live in us. When you
yeah.
said you got to be convicted.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Whew. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Said you got to be convicted,
yeah.
man.
So yeah.
So that's what we're learning, brothers and sisters. We're learning about the spirit of Jesus, the spirit of Christ, the spirit of his son that lives in
mm-hmm.
us.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Remember we talked about the comforter? In John
yeah.
14:16, we're talking about God.
Yeah.
In Galatians, read Galatians 4:6, please. Same spirit.
Okay.
It's called a comforter because he comforts your spirit. That's what God does. That's how
yeah.
he operates. In Galatians
yeah.
4:6.
In the King James Version. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the spirit of his son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen. Mm-hmm. That one more time in the King James before she reads it in the message. Because I want you to hear that. Hear what she's saying. Don't miss this.
And because ye are sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Praise God. From the Message Bible, thus we have been set free to experience our rightful heritage. You can tell for sure that you are now fully adopted as his own children because God sent the Spirit of his Son into our lives, crying out, Papa, Father. Amen, amen.
Yeah. Because you are children now. What made you a child? Because you're connected with God's Spirit, his Holy Ghost. You know, you're not just children of God based on the fact that you're saying it. No, legally, you've been adopted. Legally.
Thank
you. Not only are you part of Christ's blood, but legally, God have adopted you in such a way that you can call him Papa, Daddy.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Ooh, hallelujah.
And what's in your spirit, according to the scripture, now this is how I read this thing, according to the scripture, and according to what I know now, and I always know it like this, I know it another way. The spirit was in my head, wasn't in my spirit. But I understand it now to be that the spirit gets in your spirit, cause your spirit to come alive and that other spirit died. Now, since that taking place, God did this. Now, cause he sent it forth, his spirit of his son.
Mm-hmm.
He sent it, the word here, hearts. But let me tell you what this word means. It means your spirit, man. Your heart. The heart. Not that thing on the left side. This is the hidden man of the heart.
Yes. Yes. Hallelujah.
Talking about your spirit, man. That's where the spirit went to. Into your spirit. Into your hearts.
Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Now you look that word up in the Greek and you'll see that it's the same word as to your hidden man of the heart, the spirit man. It's called the hidden man of the heart. You don't see it. It's your spirit, the real man. I told you, man is into three parts. Man is a spirit, has a soul, he lives in a body.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I told you the best way to understand that. It's through 1 Thessalonians 5 and 23, I believe, where it says, I pray your, 18 says, I pray your whole spirit, soul, and body be blameless. See, and that's the way God is. God is a spirit, God is a son, and God is a father.
Yeah.
See, and he becomes personified, but yet he's one person, just like you and I. We're one person, but there's three different parts of us.
Yes, yeah. Amen, amen.
Don't get mad at me, Evangelist Sharon. Please don't get mad at me. But your spirit man don't want no black eyed peas and collard green. Your spirit man don't want that.
Come on now.
Your body likes that. Your body loves that.
Amen.
And if you're from the old school, throw a piece of fat back off in there, okay?
All right.
But your mind, that don't even satisfy your mind. What satisfies your mind or stimulate your mind is learning, educating, and reasoning. See, that's what your mind needs. Your mind don't need the black eyed peas and collard greens and oxtails and fish. And, your body likes that stuff.
Yeah,
your body can't do this here. because it's not for your body.
Okay,
it's not
now.
Even for your mind. So
all
then
right.
faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That word is for your spirit, man. Watch out.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So don't be
yeah.
trying to get your mind to reason this stuff. Your mind won't understand this stuff. The best
right.
thing your mind can do is take it in and let it get to your spirit, man.
Yes, hallelujah.
By 18 inches.
Yes, hallelujah.
By 18 inches from your mouth. So then you begin
Thank
to speak
you, Lord.
It.
Thank
yeah.
you, Lord. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord.
Hey, y'all stay blessed. We'll see y'all on tomorrow. I mean, on Sunday for the review. But notice, brother, sister, your spirit man is hungry.
Yeah.
It wants to
yeah.
be fed. It wants to be
That's
full.
Right. Yeah.
It wants to be full, you know, with that
Amen.
Old kind of stuff. And believe me, I tell people all the time, get best prepared as you can. Get as intellectually equipped as you can. But ain't none of that going to get you in. Ain't none of that going to help you. The only thing that will help is your eternal life is your spirit, man. That's what God
That's
looks
right.
at. It's the hidden man of the heart. And I'll
yeah.
tell you one thing. You better have the word in there. You better have the Holy Ghost up in there. That's what you need to have up in there.